8:15, Galesburg's Morning News. Tom Meredith, Tyler Gumnick is here. Thanks for being with us here this morning. Well, it was a kind of a whirlwind of what happened with Jason Shea, a former Galesburg Silver Streak, former Iowa Hawkeye, has been an assistant in the college basketball world for many, many years now, and was initially named the interim head coach at East Tennessee State University when Steve Forbes went on to become the head coach of Wake Forest, and then interim tag removed pretty quickly, and Jason became the head coach, 17th head coach in the program's history. Jason Shea joining us here this morning. Jason, good morning. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Tom. How are you? I'm in the car, actually, traveling to go see our players.
All right. Good deal. Well, congratulations, first off, Jason. I know it's been a long time coming, and you've been doing this for quite a while. So, I guess in some ways, is it a little bit of a relief for you that you're finally getting that shot? Or is this where the nerves kick in? It's like, okay, now it's up to me.
Well, I think pressure is all that you put on yourself, and you know, I feel that pressure just because of the expectations that our president and our university have on for the program. But this is what you work your entire career for. I've just put my head down, dug my heels in, and tried to do the best at what my responsibilities and duties were, and I think that made me a valuable assistant. But along the way, you know, I worked for some guys that are pretty good head coaches, and I took things from them and hopefully can implement those moving forward as I try to continue and establish my own program here.
Jason, when did that coaching bug hit you? Was it when you were playing in high school, or when you were young, or was it not till you were maybe finishing up your career and got thinking about it?
Yeah, it started really when I graduated from Iowa. My goal was to go into the medical field, and my undergrad was basically in kinesiology. I went out to San Diego, and I had to do an internship, and, you know, being on the left coast out there, they do things a little differently. And growing up in Galesburg, all I knew was football, basketball, and baseball. And out there, there was other sporting options. And so I just missed the game. And that's when I decided to try to apply to I sent out like 20, 30, 40 resumes for jobs and for GA spots, and nothing really came to fruition, and I just decided to come back, start my master's at Western Illinois, and then Mike Miller hired me, and I was with Gordy Casper, and we were coached the freshmen. He was the head coach, and I coached the freshman B team, so that's kind of all where it started.
So you've been doing it for quite a while. We're talking going back quite a ways here, and getting your shot as the head coach at East Tennessee State University. Jason Shea joining us, a former Galesburg Silver Streaks, played at University of Iowa as well. Well, you got it covered, because now your brother went into the medical field, and he's a doctor. So, and you got the other you had football covered with Zach. You got the medicine covered with Bo, and then now Zach an athletic director too. So you got all the rest of that covered anyway, right?
Yeah, for sure. You know, we've had a couple foot injuries on our team here recently at East Tennessee State, and so I would call my brother, and he'd give me advice on this is what you should do, or, you know, this is some of the preventative measures you should take. So he's been a great resource, and obviously Zach and I talked leading up to this process. I actually, he had me on one of his hiring committees for a basketball coach recently, and then so that helped. But then you know, I talked to him because he's ran his own program and got his advice. I talked to several first year head coaches, and I talked to several ADs as I was preparing for this process, and I think all of those people were instrumental in helping me get this job.
Jason Shea, a former Galesburg Silver Streak, he is the new men's head basketball coach at Division I East Tennessee State University. Jason, you mentioned having worked under some great basketball people. Pretty much every program you've been involved with had some great success, including most recently Steve Forbes. Obviously, you know you're successful when you're going from a mid-major to the ACC as a head coach. And really, in not that long a time period, I know you and Steve worked together for a while, and you had been in Florida together at the JUCO level, and then jumping up into the mid-major, and now he's moved up again. So it's got to make you feel good that you know you've worked for some people who really know how to get the job done.
Yeah, I've worked for a bunch of different coaches, but, you know, Coach, it started with Coach Pearl. And Coach Pearl, you know, believed in me as far as, you know, my basketball knowledge, and that just kept feeding into that. And I just kept learning. Every off season, I would go see NBA teams. I would go to clinics, and I would just try and soak in everything so that I could be the best coach, and I could bring – solutions to the problems during games. And so then obviously he gave me the toughest scouts on our schedule, and that just carried over with Steve. He just really truly trusted me, and you know, he could sit back and do the head coach thing, and there's a lot of responsibilities that come with being a head coach, and he allowed me to do the basketball. And it started at Northwest Florida. I tell everybody, I was the offensive coordinator at Northwest Florida and East Tennessee State. So at Northwest Florida, I called about 99.9% of the plays, but every once in a while, Forbes would get a little itchy and he'd want to call something. And I'm like, what are you doing? You even let me call every play. And then here at East Tennessee State, he let me call 90% of them. He had a little bit more control. Obviously, the stakes and expectations are a little bit higher, but you know, he gave me a lot of freedom. And in their tight ball games, he allowed. He said, "What are we doing, Shea?" And he would allow me to take over the huddle. So you know, I owe him a lot. He gave me he equipped me for this job for sure.
Jason Shea, the new men's head basketball coach at East Tennessee State University, joining us here this morning. You know, you talk about a lot of success, and you've seen all different levels of basketball from the coaching side, like you said, the freshman B team here and at Mercyhurst College. And then as far as the Division I, you've seen the Big Ten, you've seen the SEC, but you've also seen it both at East Tennessee State and Wisconsin-Milwaukee from the mid-major perspective, and then at, like you said, at the junior college level, seeing you know being at a top level program there, that's got to be helpful in what you're doing now to have seen how it works at kind of all different levels.
Yeah, you know, we have a blueprint. We know what we want to look like out there on the floor. We know what our identity is. I know what, you know, recruiting looks like and the type of players that we recruited in the past. And you look at Milwaukee and East Tennessee State, our profiles are the same, school size are the same. When you look at our players, their makeup is the same, you know, and then we use that model at Tennessee, but just, you know, at a more talented level. And, you know, I've just seen it work over and over and over, and I know the blueprint, and I've had my fingerprints all over that blueprint at all the places that I've been successful. So it gives me confidence going in that, you know, what we do really works.
Jason Shea, the new men's head basketball coach at East Tennessee State University. And, Jason, I noticed on the website you're listed as a head coach. They don't have any of your staff listed. Did Steve take a lot of that staff with him to Wake Forest, or are you going to have to kind of rebuild the staff?
Yeah, I'm going to have to hire an entire new staff. You know, Forbes is a loyal guy, and he said this is a family thing. And if I didn't get the job, I would have been going to Wake. And so he took the other two assistants, Ardobo, our video coordinator, which was his son. And so, I have to hire a whole new staff. And I'm in the process of doing that, working diligently, talking to a few guys. I have hired a director of basketball operations who is a former player of ours at Northwest Florida, and then he was a GA with us, so he's been up here. He knows a little bit about East Tennessee State. And then I've hired one assistant coach, Turner Battle. He was a great player in his own right. He played at Buffalo. He's from Carolina. But he worked with Coach Savage, who I worked with closely for a long time at Chattanooga. And then he was the associate head coach at UAB. And so really good guy, makes really good connections, and really good recruiter. And he'll be a great asset for me moving forward. So the other two spots I'm still working through.
Jason Shea, the men's head basketball coach at East Tennessee State University, former Galesburg Silver Streak, played for the Iowa Hawkeyes as well. You know, you talk about being involved in successful programs, and it's pretty amazing. Even if you just look at the last few years of your career at Northwest Florida, 62-6, two consecutive Division I national championship games, and then at East Tennessee State, 130-43. The 130 wins are the most over a 5-year run in the program's history. You guys played really well. I'm guessing you were obviously very disappointed at the end of the season when you weren't able to play in the postseason that right that you'd earned.
Yeah, that was difficult. You know, we felt a little shortchanged, but of no fault of our own. You know, those our players dream of playing in the NCAA tournament, playing on that big stage, playing on national television, going out there and making a name for themselves, and for them not to get that opportunity was a disappointment. But obviously we're going to have to follow the guidelines of the president and our president here at the university, the SOCON, the NCAA, just to ensure the safety of our players. And so that was disappointing. But the one thing that I want to take into this season is the team that has won the Southern Conference championship has been the team that has had a chip on their shoulder. And fortunately, we had that chip on our shoulder 2 years. It's something that kind of like Michael Jordan. It only took a little bit for him to get mad. And, you know, we didn't get that opportunity to go to the NCAA tournament. So, you know, let's work as hard as we can, push ourselves to put ourselves in position to get back there to the NCAA tournament so you get a chance to experience that and fulfill that sense of joy and that have that moment in your career that you can be proud of.
Well, it seems like your guys and you guys as a coaching staff and the players as a mindset that you weren't just happy to be there either. You wanted to get in the tournament and make some noise. It was not just, yeah, we're happy to be here and we want this opportunity. We want to go and show how we can play and that we can play with some of these big boys.
No question. We felt that we could get to the second weekend of the NCAA tournament, and that was what we did at Milwaukee. And you never know. We've always said if you can get to the second weekend of the NCAA tournament, you're two wins away from the Final Four. And so that was our mindset, that we were going in to win a couple games and continue this magical season. You know, I can't say enough about our kids. It actually started, we had our former players from our first NCAA tournament team in 2017 came back. They always work out in the summer. They'd work camp. And they played against our guys this past year, and they beat them 6-0. And it kind of set the stage and set the tone for the summer. And then we were able to go to Europe, and Europe was instrumental in that, the bonding and the chemistry and the brotherhood that they developed over that time. And that carried into the season. And our guys were – you get to a point where you hope every year that you – have a player-led team, and our players are starting to lead each other, and we didn't have to do it all the time, and it was just it was fun to watch, and that's why it was so disappointing at the end of the year that we weren't able to continue on.
Jason Shea, a Galesburg native, former Galesburg Silver Streak and Iowa Hawkeye, currently the men's head basketball coach at East Tennessee State University. You mentioned recruiting a little bit earlier. Talk about the differences. You said there's a formula, there's a blueprint for what you guys do, but kind of talk about the differences of when you were at, say, a Tennessee in the Southeast Conference or at the junior college level and now at the mid-major level. Talk kind of about the differences and is there just a certain type of player that you go after that with a certain skill set, or how's the process work?
Well, it's not necessarily different than Tennessee and Milwaukee or East Tennessee State. You just recruit them a little bit longer at Tennessee, and here, you know, we always say the players don't like our logo. They like that T rather than the E, but that's why you recruit them longer. However, we're going to rely on versatile players. That's what we've always had, guys that can play multiple positions, have multiple skill sets. We're going to be long to be disruptive on defense and be able to attack and finish at the rim. We've always had depth. We've been able to recruit plenty of players. We have starters on the bench coming off, and so we don't have that drop-off, but it also helps our guys develop every day when they have to practice against somebody that is as talented, if not more, to raise their level of play. And then we've always recruited experience. We're going to recruit the best players that we can, and that whether that be from high school, whether that be junior college, whether that be transfers, whether that be grad transfers. We've always had a great mix. And so we want to stay older and have experienced guys. So that's how we're going to recruit and continue to recruit, because that's what's been successful and that's what I know.
What do you have in the cupboard? What do you got coming back? I saw you had at least a few seniors on the roster from this year.
Yeah, we're talented. We got Pat Good is a local kid. He has made a bunch of threes, actually helped us win our last regular season game to win the conference outright. He's a three-point shooter and shoots it at a high level. Point guard, Davian Williamson, that really took off down the stretch and played really well, played with some confidence. He's got great speed and can shoot it, can get to the basket, can finish. He's tough as nails. He's not missed a practice in the 2 years that he's been here. He just gets knocked down and gets back up. So love his toughness. And then, you know, we've got some guys coming in that we recruited. We've got some good size. We've always had good size so that we can compete against the high major teams. And, you know, we were able to beat three of them in the 5 years that Steve Forbes is here.
Jason Shea is the men's head basketball coach at East Tennessee State University. Has just taken over the program from Steve Forbes, who was the new head coach at Wake Forest. And I guess it's kind of a weird time also, Jason, because we don't know for sure what's going to happen in the fall. Are you going to be able to start practice on time? Is there going to be games? Is there going to be games in front of fans? It's so that I guess that makes the recruiting process, does it make the recruiting process tougher at this point?
Yeah, it does, because you can't see these players live and see, you know, how they move, how quick their speed is, what their burst is. You can tell how they jump, you know, just their mannerisms, their body language. You get highlight tapes of them, and you know, those are highlights. That's why it's called a highlight tape. And so you don't get to see their warts, and so that makes it difficult. But it is good, and it's the gift and the curse is you got to spend more time on the phone with them. You got to FaceTime. You got to Zoom. You're doing more of that, where it used to just be, you know, phone and text messaging. But now you are trying to get that face-to-face interaction, even though it's not in person, whether it be FaceTime or Zoom. So it's different. It's a challenge. But we're learning new things every day that we're going to continue to use moving forward when this all settles and we can hopefully get back to some normalcy.
Well, Jason, I want to thank you for taking some time with us here this morning. And again, congratulations. What a great feat. And I know you're not, I mean, I would ask you about the future, but the only thing you're thinking about right now is the job at hand. And it's a really cool thing that you're finally getting your shot. And we know you're going to do great things there at East Tennessee State University.
Well, thanks, guys. It was a pleasure being on, and I'm looking forward to getting to work and getting back to with our players. That's what I miss, getting on that floor with them and just interacting with them. And so, hopefully that'll be sooner rather than later. And go Bucks.
Absolutely. Jason, thanks so much. Appreciate it.
All right. Thank you.